The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam.
Ancient words will guide us home.
So many years serving the Lord and working in the church. Now I have a greater passion to love my Lord.
God made the sun, the moon, and the stars. God is so great, yet it seems so far. When I talk to him, it seems that he doesn't even hear.
How can I love God who I cannot see? This is my dream, the goal of my life.
So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. All my days I give to thee. Show me how to love you more. I don't want to serve without loving you. Whoa.
What have you told me that I'm not doing? Am I holding back?
I want to sacrifice all for you, loving you with all of my heart. So take my life and let Lord to thee, all my days I give to thee. To love you, Lord, is the great command. Lord, I want to love you more. Fall in love with you so deep. Lord, show me how to love you more.
Thank you.
choosing me first. I want to love you back as hard as I can, 'cause you love me first. I want to be just like Jesus, he who loved the Father so. I know that I have not seen and ears have not heard the things that God has prepared for those who love him. That is why I want to love him more. So take I don't wanna serve without.
I said hallelujah. Lift up your Bibles, everybody. Up high. Everything, the gadget you have your Bible on, or if you are spiritual enough to have the physical Bible, lift it up high. Let's go.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together.
Today, thank you for the blessing of your word. Thank you for the privilege of coming to church and hearing your word. We submit ourselves to you and the influence of your word. I pray that you speak to every heart and minister to us. Let your word influence and affect everyone. Lead us to a higher ground and be glorified in every life. Thank you, Almighty God, and thank you for favor and for mercy in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. Right. So, here we are. Well, God is gracious and God loves us. Tell the one sitting by you, God loves you indeed. Even if you're sitting by your husband and your wife, tell the person, God loves you more than I love you. No, say it without fear. I'm watching Ralph. Tell your wife that one. Hallelujah. Right. Well, God is gracious and God loves us. And God has brought us thus far. I want to once again remind all of us, it's been said already, but just as a reminder again about the camp. It's going to be beautiful, so make sure you come. Now, it's not no more Thursday evening. It's now Friday dawn, Friday morning. The buses, we are paying for the buses for everybody. So it's free. And, okay, you must clap. It's a good way to clap. It's a good way to appreciate that. And then, but the only thing is that the buses are going to leave here from 5 a.m. That is at the junction, at the filling station, up to 6 a.m. If you come 2 minutes after 6, you will not find any bus there. You ladies, you are going to spend, if you are going to spend even 2 days, you can go with one suitcase. We don't need, the buses are for human beings to sit, not your suitcase. Not for your suitcase. Do you understand? Hello? So, please, don't carry 3 pairs of shoes. And don't carry 3 different wigs. Wig, you know what I'm saying? All have their keys. Please, don't carry rice cooker. Don't carry stove. You are carrying stove. What else did the ladies carry? Don't carry microwave and a kettle. Are you there? Listen, Barbara, are you listening to what I'm saying? Very important. Yes, that's all. Just be there. Come with yourself. Just arrive. Amen. So, we extended the time up to today. Today is the last day. So, if you really, really want to go, kindly pay up today and then we are wrapping up everything. Anyway, turn the Bible quickly with me to What are we looking at? What it means to be as wise as a serpent. And so turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 16. For those who don't have the Bibles, we have a big screen on the in the church, so you can be looking at it and you can read along. Can we all read it loud and clear? Everybody ready? Go. All right. One more time. Everybody must read. Ready? Go. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. When I started this series, I said it's going to take 6 weeks. But this is about the fifth or the sixth week. And we have done about just about half. So now it's going to take us up to Christmas. It's our church, isn't it? Because I believe that it's important for us, amen, to learn. And the Bible says that you can only become blessed. Mercedes, are you with me? You have become blessed if you can be a doer of the word. Bible says that don't be hearers only who deceive themselves, but doers of the word. Amen. Bible says that when it comes to the word of God, let us lay aside every superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save our souls. Amen. So today, may you lay aside every naughtiness. Lay your hands on your neighbor and cast out the spirit of naughtiness from him. Cast it out. Say, I drive out naughtiness. Naughtiness means, when Bible says lay aside naughtiness, it means that lay aside sending WhatsApp when the pastor is preaching. That is called naughtiness. Am I talking to anybody here? Yeah. When you are sending WhatsApp when the pastor is preaching, it is called what? Naughtiness. Bible says, lay it aside. When you are chewing gum and blowing like balloon, when the pastor is preaching, it is called what? Lay it aside. Hallelujah. When you are sleeping, when the pastor is preaching, it is called naughtiness. Don't fall asleep. Amen. Yes, it's called naughtiness. Bible says, lay it aside. Amen. When you are on Facebook, when your bishop is preaching, it's called what? Naughtiness. When you are chatting with your neighbor about your hairstyle, when the person is called what? Naughtiness. So lay it aside. Can I have an amen? Are you here or go home? All right. Okay. So let's get. Hey, that scripture. Do you put that scripture up? They put it up. Let's read again. Everybody join me. Let's read. Ready? Go. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save you. So now, to receive in meekness means to receive in humility. You must tell yourself that, I don't know everything. Pastor Ben, am I right? That's what you must tell yourself. I don't know everything, but I'm ready to learn. And if you're ready to learn, God will teach you. And your life will be beautiful. Hallelujah. So we've done a few things. We talked about the reason why, when Jesus made that simple statement, be ye therefore, you know, wise as serpents. It is one sentence, but revelation brings you the totality of the word of God. Amen? Amen. So, Jesus said, I'm sending you forth, sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise. Jacinta, are you with me? Wise. Basenta, or Jacinta, are you there? All right. Wise as serpents. Basenta, is that right? It's a center.
All right. So God wants you to be wise. And you can gloss over such a revelation and then just move on. But if you think deeply, you would think about why did Jesus want, why do you compare the type of wisdom we should have like as that to that of a serpent? And that is what brings us to all this mega revelation that we are having. Can I have an amen? So last week, we talked about being wise as serpents, which means number one, be what? Not from number one, but last week we talked about the spirit of survival. Wisdom to survive. Now, can I tell you one more thing? You see, you must understand that you don't need, it's not every deliverance that is anointed with oil and a person falling down and rolling and vomiting. Do you hear what I'm saying? That is not all, some of you, all the deliverance you know in this world is that you see a man of God, he lay hands on me, I somatted five times, I vomited and then I'm free. Sometimes you can vomit and then you are vomiting your kagari that you ate in the morning. So there's no devil in the yokagari. Some deliverance comes by wisdom. They should have shouted amen. Wisdom brings deliverance. The Bible said in the book of Ecclesiastes that there was a city, a little city, which was surrounded by a great king. Look at it. There was a little city and few men within it. And there came a great king against it and besieged it and built great bulwarks against it. Verse 15. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he, by his wisdom, delivered the city. May wisdom bring deliverance to you in the name of Jesus. Alfred, do you understand what I'm saying? Wisdom will be deliverance for you. Without that, the man didn't go around and lay hands on the people. All he did was to use wisdom. And by his wisdom, the city was delivered. May your life be delivered because of the wisdom that you're receiving. Can I have an amen? May your life change because of the wisdom that is coming to your life. Let all the nursing mothers say amen. No, not you. The nursing mothers inside there. Shout amen. One more time. Okay. They're inside there. They were breastfeeding their baby, so they couldn't hear what I said. Anyway, they heard, but we didn't hear them because their place is air-conditioned. Yes. So when they shout, Mwenya, you'll be there as you are sweating here. Hey, I hope the ushers go there to collect offerings from the nursing mothers. And please inspect their offering because they should give more. They are air-conditioned place. Now, if you are jealous about the nursing mother, just give birth and go and stay there with them. Just have a baby and then go and join them. That's all. Catherine, don't be jealous. Eh? That's all. That's the only way to join them. All right. Anyway, so we talked about the wisdom to survive. The serpent is wise. It's able to survive under every condition. And that is why Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 12, he said, I know, the New Living Translation, I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation. That is, whether I'm single or have a beloved, I can live. So people are not happy until they get beloved. But you must know how to live without a beloved. And you must know how to live with a beloved. Say amen. Some of you think that my life is not complete until I cannot be happy until I get a beloved. And when you get a beloved, you are quarreling all the time. What a shock. Somebody says that marriage is like blankets. When you are single, you cover yourself, you are feeling hot. When you marry and take it off, you are feeling cold. What do you do? Shock. But anyway, don't let your life come to a halt because you are not married. Live a full life. Push at them and say, live a full life. In other words, be happy. Dress beautifully. Wear makeup. Wear nice things and be happy. And some ladies also, they dress well until they get married and they stop dressing. Yeah. acceptable at all. They dress well. They wear lipstick. They wear the makeup. And the brothers say, hey. Maybe they after their wedding, pet, they stop doing their hair. What a shock. And then after they marry, they don't bath twice a day. No. Some ladies don't like bathing, I tell you. Hey, are you challenging me? Agatha, are you challenging me? No, I know. I'm a bishop. Some ladies don't like bathing. Some bath once every 2 days. Hey, you say it's not what? What do you say? Yeah, I'm telling you. You see them looking nice. And all they do is that when they are ready to go out, they take their hat, their wig. They just put it on their head. But what is under the wig? You have no idea what is under the wig. You have no idea. They take the hat, the wig. They just put it and they're on their way out. But they have not washed their hair. 2 months. Hey, let's stay here. Okay, sit down. Get him and sit down. Let's stay with the word. You know one? Your wife will going to ask you. Your wife will ask you, who is the one that you know? You. You say you know one. I know it's not your wife, but who do you know? Anyway. All right. So let's quickly stay with it. May you know how to survive. I said, may you know how to survive. Amen. Right. The other thing, everything else that we have. I also talked about the wisdom of contentment. Am I right? You've got to know how to be contented. Contented. I'm happy with what I have. That's verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, when he said that, it's not talking about, I can do all things. I think the Living Bible or one of these translations put it in a better way understanding. Do you have a very modern one? I can do everything through Christ. There's one else, another version that I read. Message. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. Amen. I see you making it in the name of Jesus. As you are making it through everything, anything. You know, what he's saying is that when he says, I can do all things, like, whether I'm rich or poor, I'm okay. I'm happy. I'm doing well. And you see, I'm telling everybody who is hearing me today, keep listening carefully. Today you don't have. Tomorrow, God is going to bless you. God is going to multiply your resources. Say, I believe it. But as where you are now, you cannot afford what you want. Don't let it worry you. Do you understand? Don't let that thing worry you at all. Just live according to what you have. And believe God that things will change. But don't be jealous and envious about somebody who has a type of car that you don't have. Are you there? I was telling them during the insurance service, I was telling them about some years ago, I got a phone call about 3 a.m. from a brother who said, Pastor, please, if you don't come now, I'll kill my wife. I said, wait, when I come, then you kill her. Don't kill her now. So I begged him not to kill his wife. So then I said, if you don't want to kill her, come now. 3 a.m. At that time, I was young, so young pastor, so I had to get up. I called Bishop. I said, Pastor, there's this brother who has called me that he's just about to kill his wife if you don't go. So come and let's go. 3 a.m. I left home. And today, as I'm talking, they've even left church. After we went to visit you at 3 a.m. when you're about to kill your wife. People are ungrateful. When I see him, I remind him, especially the wife. Now, anyway, so He went, and we went, and when we went there, they're living in a place, apartments, zeros, flats in the big complex. And they were on the ground floor. He had opened the door, thrown all the wife's things, sewing machine, suitcases, suitcases were opened, her nightgown, her bodice and drawer, her brassiere and her panties. Everything had been thrown outside. What a shock. Thrown everything out. Amazing. So we asked, what is happening? What's going on? Do you know why they were quarreling and why the man wants to kill his wife? The man had gone to work. When he came back, when he went to work, his wife's friend, that is the lady's friend, came to the house. They had married for 2 years, this couple. So this lady's friend, old friend, came and said, "Hey, how is marriage?" "Oh, Mike, you are the grace of God. We are there. We are surviving." And then as they were talking, they went to the kitchen and the lady was cooking on a tabletop stove. This one, so with ring, you know, that thing with the ring. Yeah, student table. And the lady said, "Hey, your husband is cheating you. You are married for 2 years. Is that what you used to cook? Me, I will never, you come and see what I have. Me, I will never sit down for this nonsense. That your wife is using hot plates, one ring to cook. That's what your husband provided for you. The man is cheating you." And suddenly the lady got upset. And so when her friend left, she told herself that, "Me, I won't cook for this man again." The man came from work singing. When he came, table has been laid, the food is prepared, everything. So he sat at table. When he opened the thing, it was gari and granuts. The lady said, "Oh, where's my food? Is the food in there? What's happening?" He said, "What do you mean by what is happening? You think I'm a fool? 2 years of marriage. Look at what you have bought for me. Go and see my friends. Look at what their husband is buying for them. 2 years I've been struggling with this thing. I will never cook it." Hey, the man was, before you realize, become a fight. Everybody in the apartment had woken up at 3 a.m. because this brother and sister are fighting. They were standing on the balcony, but the man is about to kill his wife. And we are, this, that is the reason for the fight. The devil visited the wife, I tell you. Because of a stove, and because you are comparing the stove you have with your friend's stove, comparison is devilish. I'm preaching. Are you still there? Many things that you don't have, you have it as a matter of time. I say you have them with time. But make do with all you have now. Accept and flow along slowly but surely. You are good. God is going to bless you. But now that you don't have, don't let it, the world is collapsing because of a stove. Your marriage. And everybody in there, because even when you tell people why you are quarreling, it's even disgraceful. Disgraceful. Ladies, why are you like that? As a lady said by you, "Why are you like that? Why are you like that?" As I ask her, "Why are you like that? Why do you compare? Why do you compare your lipstick with somebody's lipstick? Your hair with somebody's hair? God made you unique and beautiful. And accept how God has made you." Somebody say amen. So comparison will provoke jealousy, and jealousy will destroy something beautiful that you have. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now quickly today, let's carry on, and I want to just mention to you another very important trait of the serpent. Is the serpent is a master of patience. He's a master of patience. Psalm 40 and verse number 1. Can we all read it loud? Everybody join me and let's read it out. Ready, go. Can we read it one more time? Ready, go. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my. God will hear your cry. God will hear your cry. But he said that I waited patiently. Amen. Uncle Charles, I waited patiently. Patience is an important fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Patience. He said, I waited patiently. Now, why is the serpent's wisdom in patience? How is it seen? You know, serpent snakes, they are never in a rush. They are cool. They are waiting for their prey. They are waiting for this frog. They are waiting for this thing to come and pass. They can lie down for a long time. I'm waiting for this mouse. You will, as if you will not realize, it's just quiet. It'll be there for a long time. The serpent knows that dolly dolly, this mouse, it will come and pass here. Me, I'm not in a rush. Antipater, are you there? So it's not in a rush. I'm cool here. I'm waiting for my time. By all means, this mouse is going to pass here. It can lie at one place for hours, waiting for the prey. And eventually, the prey comes. Are you there? So that is very, very important. Look at Psalm 110 and verse number 1 and 2. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Wow, beautiful. And verse number 2. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Now, verse 1 is beautiful. He said, the Lord, verse 1, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies thy footstool. Amen. So, Brother Ben, God is saying to you, look, there are people who are fighting you. Things are fighting you. But God said that, sit. Is it okay to sit here? God said, sit at my right hand. Until, in other words, don't take up the fight yourself. Leave it for me. Keep sitting here. You will see how your enemies will become your footstool. I see it happening in your life in the name of Jesus. The Lord said to my Lord, sit down here. You sit down here. Sometimes you're agitated. I'm going to tell him my peace of mind. I'm going to tell him my peace of mind. I don't like, God say, hey, calm down. Just sit down. The right time will come. What you are fighting will become your footstool in the name of Jesus. Come on, shout amen. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Stop fighting your own battles. Can I preach to anybody here? I said what? Stop fighting your own battles. Amen. Leave it to God. I said, do what? He said, sit down. Sit down. I don't know how long it will take, but your enemies will become your footstool. I don't know how long it will take, but certainly, your enemies will become your footstool. For the Egyptians you will see them no more. I said, you will see them no more. Today they look fierce and frightening. But God said, be calm. Sit down means that relax. Be calm. Leave it in my hands. I'm working on your behalf. Things are look, as you are sitting here, angels are working on your behalf. Oh, I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. So many things are taking place as you are sitting here. Angels are on assignment. God is sending one angel. You go here. You stop this person out. Do with this. You alone. Angels have been sent on your behalf. So you see, when you take it, God said, hey, relax. Sit down. The process for your miracle has already begun. Tell your neighbor, the process for your miracle has already begun. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Something is working while you are sitting here. God is working while you are sitting here. Angels have been sent on your behalf while you are sitting here. You will never be defeated. You will never fail. Your enemy shall become your footstool. Say, I receive it. I'm telling you. Sit down at my right hand. Sit down here. Sit down here. In fact, Jesus, look at the story of Jesus. When he was going to feed 5,000. And they were all hungry. For 3 days they have not eaten. Before he fed them, he said, let them sit down. Let them sit down. Now, it didn't matter to Jesus that they were hungry. It was important for, because you see, when you are sharing 5 loaves of bread to 5,000 men, and they're all aggressively coming, they may even kill you. Am I right? But Jesus said, let them sit down. Today, God said, I should tell you to sit down. God said, sit down. Leave the matter in his hands. Leave the issue with him. He will sort it out. He will sort it out. He will sort it out. He will sort out the issue in the name of Jesus. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. What is worrying you this morning? You need the grace of patience. The grace of patience. It's just a matter of time. Amen. It's just a what? A matter of time. It's going to happen. It will happen. You will see victory in your life. You will see God accomplishing mighty things in your life. And when you get yourself and get, you even spoil what God is doing. Amen. You take things in your hands and you are messing up what God is doing. That's what God said. You sit down and leave it for me. Sit down and leave the matter in my hands. I'm preaching. Patience is an important fruit. Amen. And that's the wisdom of the serpent. Let me quickly move on to other things. If you are patient, you will reap the harvest. I said, you will reap the harvest. Amen. Nobody prospers in the day. I say that again. It's only grave digging that you start at the top. Every job, you start from the bottom and you rise. It's only when you are digging grave that you start from the top. But nobody, I'm telling you and I'm saying it again, nobody prospers in a day. If you see people driving their nice cars, they have been struggling for many years. Don't rush to become like them in a day. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Just sit down and keep doing what God has called you to do. Keep preaching. Keep working for God. You will see how God will fulfill his good word in your life. Come on, shout amen. Amen. Victory will come your way. I said victory will come your way. Victory will come your way. You'll be prosperous. You will do well. You will rise. You will overcome and prevail. I tell you, anxiety, worrying, being uneasy takes even your beauty away. Yeah. Yeah. If you're letting every day, you're worried about this. Will I have a child? Will I get married? Will all this, before you realize, your beauty is even gone. Pimples and boils appear on your face. Worry can give ulcer, stomach ulcer. Yeah. You are worried about issues. You are lying down. You are tossing in your bed and so on. It can. All sorts of things have been injected into your system. Excreting various things. And you become, your beauty goes away. You are a young lady, 31 years old. So help me God. You are so worried now. You look like 89. You have a miracle. I say, your miracle is coming to you. I said, your miracle is coming to you. See God working out his purposes in your life. Your blessing will come. Whoever is contending for you, contend with you. Just let him contend. So I've left this matter in the hands of God. I've left this issue in the hands of God. I've left this problem I've left this situation in the hands of God. Sit down and see how God will make your enemies your footstool. Why don't you clap your hands and give the Lord a shout? I'm preaching. Are you still here? Your harvest is coming. I said your harvest is coming. I said your harvest is coming. Are you here or go home? You're about to experience great harvest in your life. Mighty harvest in your life. Your ministries, your business is about to bear fruit. You're about to harvest great blessing in your life. It will happen. There's a verse of scripture. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. A beautiful piece of scripture that I need for you to look at. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. But the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Oh, you didn't hear it. Should I read it to them again? They didn't hear what I'm saying. Listen to it. By the God of all grace. Someone said the God of all grace. Come on, share that. The God of all grace. Now, Bible said the God of all grace, who has called you, who has saved you unto eternal glory by Christ, after you have suffered a while. After you have suffered a while. My Jesus. The present suffering is temporal. What you are going through now is temporal. Bible says, after you have suffered a while, he will perfect you, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. I see God settling you in Jesus' name. Some of you are going to move to your own house. God will settle you in your own house. I say, God will settle your own house. God will give you your own wife, your own husband, your own children. May God settle you. May God strengthen you. May God establish you. Say, I receive it. Suffering is part of life. After you have suffered a while. You see, why does God allow suffering? So that your story will be sweet. I'm preaching. So that when you start to testify, you can tell them, I went through this. I was very tired. I didn't think it was going to work. But I'm surprised how far God has brought me. May your story become beautiful and beautiful and beautiful. After you have suffered a while. After you have been walking for some time. After you have been dejected several times. Sometimes it's a blessing for your landlord to eject you. Yeah. Because some of you will never think about building. But when you are ejected, and not many people, they will tell you that when my landlord gave me 3 months and I began to force and move to my land at Kaswa, and the floor was full of sand. But today, I live in my own house. I pray for you today that the suffering will lead to establishment in your life. I'm preaching. Am I talking to anybody here? Are you still here? After you have suffered a while, after you have suffered for some time, he will establish you. Amen. He will perfect you. He will strengthen you. He will settle you. I like that part. I see God settling somebody in Jesus' name. When a Nigerian man says, settle me, you know what it means. May God settle you in Jesus' name. I say, may God settle you in Jesus' name. You'll be settled. You'll be settled. Those who think you'll be moving up and down, you show them your own house. You show them your own house. You tell them, this is my car. You have a car key. You'll be married. You'll be blessed. God will settle you in Jesus' name. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Push your neighbor and tell him, after you have suffered a while. Short time. Tell him, I see God making you perfect. Tell him, I see God settling you. I see God strengthening you. I see God establishing you. May that be your story. May that be your story. Oh, we were in the tent. Do you remember us in the tent? When it rained, water will run through the tent. We have to pull the chairs because there's some hole in the church. But look what the Lord has done. I see God settling you also. I see God settling you also. I see God settling you also. My Jesus. My Jesus. Everybody goes through some suffering. Everybody goes through painful experiences. Everybody goes through difficult experiences. But they will not last. Dora, it will not last. The suffering is for a season. It's for a season. It's for a season. It's for just a short period of time. Kato shaka batose. Zarando karandi matara kabase. I pray for you this morning. 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 That this, what you are going through now, will not knock you down. Will not knock you out. Even if you are knocked down, get up and say, I'm moving on by the grace of God. The fight is not over. I said, the fight is not over. The fight is not over. You will overcome. You will overcome. You will overcome. You will prevail. You will make it. You will do well. You will succeed. Say, I receive it. What a word. What a word. Is there anybody here? Somebody came to church this morning broke. No money in your pocket. Your friend gave you money for a short shot. But it is for a while. It's for a while. It's for a while. One day be giving your friend lift in your car. I'm preaching. What a word. Kato shakando rodoboshi. Varandi karando shibate frakandi ribata. Hallelujah. Suffering perfects you. Can I have an amen? Suffering teaches you how to be patient. Say, ma train. Come on, sing it. Can you start again? My train starts. Come on. My train here I am.
My brand new suasi with him in my door.
Now I see your boat. I see God planting your feet on the rock. For me, a shout. Hallelujah. May God answer your prayer. May God answer your prayer. May the Lord you have waited on give you a testimony. May the God you have trusted answer your secret prayers. May God give you a beautiful story. In the name of Jesus, may God establish your feet on the rock. May you never be moved. May God make your story beautiful. I said, may God make your story beautiful. May God make your story beautiful. Say, I receive it. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Your story is changing. I said, your story is changing. Your story is changing. Your story is changing. Say, I receive it. Hallelujah. Sit down. I've not finished preaching. I thought I finished. Something that part. What a story. Be patient. Push them and say, be patient. Don't give up on God. Tell them, don't give up on God. Because God is not giving up on you. Tell them, because God is not giving up on you. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on your faith. Don't give up on your faith. Because God has not given up on you. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Patience will bring the blessing to you. Patience will bring the blessing that you are waiting for. It will happen. It will happen. It will happen. December is a month of remembering the promises of God. Because God promised the coming of Christ. It took 2,500 years when he said Christ was going to come. But eventually Christ came. This month of December, as you remember God's promises, may God also answer your prayer. May God fulfill his promise in your life. May you see answers in this month of December. May God fulfill his word in this month of December. May God accomplish great things in this month of December. May your promises come to pass. I say, may your promises come to pass. May your promises come to pass. May what God has said come to pass. Hallelujah. Let me give you one last point and we close. Because if I end now, it will take us too long a time. Kato Shabato Sita. Can I preach 10 more minutes? Ask your neighbor, can the pastor preach 10 more minutes? Ask him. 10 more minutes? Wow. Hallelujah. I'm preaching. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Baba will be here. Another very important attribute that you must learn. Wisdom of the serpent. The serpent is the master of maneuverability. Maneuver. Somebody say maneuver. I didn't hear. Say maneuver. The master of maneuvers. Maneuvers. Now, what does it mean? What does maneuver mean? Can anybody find it for the dictionary for me? Maneuver. To maneuver. Very quickly, and then we are closing. But I feel blessed this morning. I feel somebody's about to embrace your promises. You're about to embrace your promises. Shout amen, somebody. Have you found the means of maneuver, Reverend Louise? Right. Now, you see, Bible says in Matthew chapter 21. Okay, let's see the meaning of word maneuver.
A movement or series of moves requiring requiring skill and care.
Series of moves. Series of what? The serpent is a master of maneuvers. Series of moves. When you see the serpent moving, it moves like this. It moves quickly and it goes straight and it turns. Series of moves. A master of maneuvers. May you be a master of maneuvers in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Master of maneuvers. Some of you are one way. One way. One way. But if you are going to obtain the wisdom of the serpent, you might be a master of maneuvers. Amen. Now, you deal in car tires and batteries. Is that what you started life with? What did you start by doing?
After school, I started Comcenter business.
Comcenter? But Comcenters are closed down.
Uh-huh. It was a Comcenter and a barbering shop.
And barbering shop. This man. And then?
Then I went into teaching for some time.
Went to teaching?
Yes. And then I started doing the tie business.
Do you see the maneuvers? He was doing Comcenter. At a point, he was not working. And he moved on to teaching. Now he's doing tie business and then a battery. Before you realize, he's a real estate developer. Yeah. Series of maneuvers. Series of... Auntie B, please, come to me. Auntie B, tell us. Some of the maneuvers. I'm preaching this morning. Auntie B, Pacho, what's that? How did you start? Catch in, Pacho.
I was selling Katia.
In Katia Boga. Atadje. Do you know Atadje? Atadje is the one that you need so that I give you power, you in particular. Uh-huh. And TB was selling Atadje at Nkoko, chasing mangoes. You see, when the big bass comes, Atadje, that was what she was. It was a maneuver. Some of you don't want to start anywhere. You want to start from the top. You must start. Make a maneuver from Atadje to mangoes. And then Auntie B, they started going to Nigeria, small, collecting electric, yes. small. Today, she is a CEO. Listen. When the president is traveling with delegation businessmen, she's invited to go with the president, travel with businessmen in Ghana. I see your maneuvers taking you higher and taking you higher. And taking you higher. Say, I receive it. Come on, say, I receive it. That little shop you have is a maneuver. May God take you higher. May God take you higher. May God open another door for you. And another door. And another door. And another. Please don't sit at one place. Am I talking to anybody here? Don't settle for one thing. Me, I'm selling nails. Nails are not, so that's all I'm doing. May God give you wisdom. I say, may God give you wisdom to make a maneuver. Make one move here. If it's not working, make another move here. Before you realize you are on top of the mountain. I see God taking you to the top of the mountain in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. What a word. Are you there? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 21, the Bible says a certain man was sent. The father told him, go. And he said, I will not go. But later on, he changed his mind and went. If you have a mind that you cannot change, you are not wise. I'm preaching. I said, if you have a mind you cannot change, it's a bad thing. You must be able to change your mind. A lady that I can see sitting around, she called me a few days ago. I said, Mr. Bishop, I've made a mistake. I've said something to my husband I shouldn't have said. I said, Bishop, what should I do? I said, the next move to make is to go and say sorry. Tell somebody it's a move. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you do something you should have done, the next move is not to say, I'm going to turn around. It's a maneuver. Some of you don't know how to say sorry. Oh, I'm preaching. I told her, the next thing to do is to go and say sorry. She said, Bishop, thank you very much. I'm blessed. I'm happy that she said thank you. Because the solution to the problem is not to pretend that you have not done anything wrong. It's to accept that I am wrong and I'm going to say sorry. Oh, clap your hands properly. It's a maneuver. I said, listen, anybody here who doesn't know how to say sorry doesn't have the wisdom of the serpent. Tell your neighbor, you are the reason for this point. I said, today I'm preaching till I finish. Nobody can stop me. I said, nobody can stop me. I'm happy that Bishop Patrick is following me. I'm covered. I said, I'm covered. Do you say sorry easily? Kato shakato sata. The man is struggling to answer. Do you say sorry easily? If you don't say sorry easily, we don't have the wisdom of the serpent. So if you are stubborn, and stubbornness will destroy you. But if you make a mistake, what do you say? The prodigal son, he left home. He left his father's house. Went out, began to live with prostitutes, did all sorts of things. But one day, the Bible says that he came to himself and said, I will arise and go back. And the next verse says that, I put a scripture there. He said, I will arise. And what the next thing? He arose. Put that scripture, and then we are closing now, quickly. So the prodigal son, he said, I will arise and go back to my father's house. Luke chapter 15, verse 18 says that, I will arise. Somebody say, I will arise. Come on, say like you believe it. I will arise. And he said, and I'll go to my father, and I'll say to him, Father, I've sinned. Verse 20. And he arose and came to his father. That is a maneuver. He was going like that. And he took a U-turn. I'm going back. I made a mistake. I'm going back. I'm sorry. It's a maneuver. The next time we read about this guy, they were having a party for him because he made a move. They had a party. He was now wearing shoes. He was now wearing new clothes. He was wearing a ring, and there was a party because of his maneuver. May you make maneuvers. I said, may you make maneuvers. Don't be afraid to make maneuvers. Maneuvers will bring a blessing to you. Stand to your feet, everybody. Hallelujah. Bless God for today. Some of you, God is going to show you something else to do. Something else to start. And it will work. Somebody sitting here, you are believing God to start your own business. Lift your two hands up high. Let me pray for you. You are believing God to sue. You lost your job. But you are believing God. I want you to believe God today. That job, that business, you are going to see God's reign upon you. Lift your hands up. Father, I pray, show us where to go. Give us the courage to make the maneuvers. Give us the courage to make the turn. Give us the courage and strength. In the name of Jesus, I pray, bless your children. Bless your people. Be gracious to us. Help us to experience your divine breakthroughs in our lives. May we not be stuck at one place. May we not be stuck at one place. May we not be stuck at one place. But give us strength and grace so that we can maneuver and see your blessing and your favor on our lives. I give you thanks. I give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Wherever you are now, if you are here this Sunday morning, coming to church was a maneuver. Giving your life to Christ is another maneuver. Today, don't say, I've come to church, it's enough. But wherever you are standing, you need God in your life. You need the help of God in your life. You have been living a life that is not right and that is not good. Today, I want you to come to Jesus. I want you to say, I'm turning around and I'm going back to God. As every eye is closed and every head bowed, you are here this morning and say, Bishop, I need God in my life. I want to come to God. I want to make a move and come to God. Lift your hands up if you want to come to Jesus today. Lift your hands up. I see your hand. God bless you. Lift it high above your head. I see so many hands. Today is a day of maneuvers. You can make a move and come to Him. You can ask Jesus to come. Lift your hand up high. Your right hand above your head. I want to pray for you now. Father, thank you for every hand lifted. I pray for your grace and your mercy. Show us grace and show us mercy. And help us to give our whole heart to you and serve you. In Jesus' name. If your hand is lifted, come to me in the front here. Just come.
Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to wash and pray and live rejoicing every day.
To make this invitation again, every eye closed this morning. You are standing here in church. You used to serve God seriously, but you know that you are backslided. You know that you are not as close to God as you used to be. You've turned away from God. You have moved away from God. Today, this Sunday morning, wherever you are, I want you to make the move and come. God is going to put a ring on your finger. He's going to put shoes on your feet. He's going to change your clothes. If you're standing here today, you want to say, Bishop, I want to come back to God. Come to me now. Come. Just come quickly. I'm waiting for you. Just come. I'm waiting for you. Quickly. Just come. Come, come, come. Clap your hands for them as they come. Come very, very quickly. I want to pray for you. Make a move and come. Make a move and come. God is going to take your complete life, complete control of your life. Thank you, Jesus. Now lift your two hands, everybody in front here, and let us pray. Lift your two hands, let us pray. Father, thank you for the blessing of salvation. Now say with me, everybody. Jesus, I come to you.
I come to you
just as I am.
Just as I am.
I know I am a sinner.
I know I am a sinner.
But I believe Jesus died for me.
But I believe Jesus died for me.
Today.
Today.
I'm coming to you.
I'm coming to you.
With all my sins.
With all my sins.
I'm coming to you.
I'm coming to you.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
I promise.
I promise.
To serve you.
To serve you.
I promise.
I promise.
To walk with you.
To walk with you.
I promise.
I promise
to trust in you,
to trust in you
the rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for hearing my prayer.
For hearing my prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus,
for coming into my heart.
For coming into my heart.
From today.
From today.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I will serve Jesus.
I will serve Jesus
the rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father,
for hearing my prayer.
For hearing my prayer.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for these wonderful people. He taught me how
to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day.
I'm so happy that you made this move and came to Jesus. Today marks a day of a new beginning for you. Serve God all the days of your life. Follow Him. He will help you. He'll be gracious to you. Amen. I'd ask all of you to follow our dear lady pastor there. I want you to go with her. She's going to take down your name, details, and then you'll come back shortly. Can you go this way? Clap your hands for them.
He taught me how to watch and pray.
Seated. We are going to have communion now. Hallelujah. We are beginning the month of December, and you are going to experience the hand of God like never before in your life. Let someone who believes shout amen. So we are going to have communion. We are going to eat the bread and drink the wine. The bread is the body of Christ. The wine is the blood that was shed for us. So I want every one of us, as we eat this bread and drink the wine, I want your heart, your mind, your attention, everything inside of you to be focused on God, who is able to save and deliver. Can I have an amen? Now, if you are in the school, New Believer School, gave your life to Christ a few weeks ago, kindly join them at the back. They'll bring your communion to the back. Can I have the pastors come to the front and help us to share the communion?
Brothers, sisters, we are one, and our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are young.
Father, we ask for your mercies. We ask for your help and for your favor. We are praying that this morning, as we eat this bread and drink this wine, there will be exchange. Take away sickness and give us your healing. Take away weakness and give us your strength. Take away sin and give us your righteousness. We plead for the blood and we plead for the broken body. Work a work in our lives and fulfill your good word in the lives of your children. We bless and we honor you in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. All right. So, said them, just take a piece of bread and glass of wine and then hold it. We are going to give you instruction. Yes.
Brother, the blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary, oh, the blood
that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. The blood that Jesus shed for me.
Favor of God. Pray. Commit your life to God. Commit your days to God. Commit it. Lift your voice and pray. Talk to God. Talk to Him. Ask Him to have control. Ask Him to bless you with strength. Bless Him. Ask Him to bless you with favor. Ask Him to bless you as you eat this body in Jesus' name. Lift up the bread. Lord, this is your body. This is your body. We eat it by faith, believing that whichever part of our bodies are weak, we are receiving strength this morning. We are receiving strength this morning. We are receiving power this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing and for your favor in Jesus' name. Say, the body of the Lord. The body of the Lord. The body of the Lord. Shall we all eat it together? Lift up the wine
and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives us strength from day to day, it will never lose its power.
It reaches to the highest mountain. Years ago,
It has never lost its power. May that power in the blood work in our lives. Deliver us from accidents. May the blood deliver us from catastrophe. May the blood deliver us from disaster. May the blood deliver us from shame and disgrace. May the blood deliver us from every plan of the enemy. This month of December, we shall see 2019. We shall see 2019. We shall see 2019. In the name of Jesus, may the blood give us power through every day of this month of December. May the blood give us strength. May the blood give us grace. May the blood empower us. May we see victory upon victory. Thank you, Father, for the blood. In Jesus' name, say the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Shall we all drink it? Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, it reaches
to the highest mountain. Oh, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day.
Receive strength. Receive strength.
From day. For it reaches to the highest mountain.
And it goes everywhere, everywhere.
And it
the
flows
blood goes everywhere.
To the
blood goes everywhere.
Valley. Oh, 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 oh. The blood that gives me strength from day.
Screen. I want you to sing it because you see the blood, it flows to every, there's no place where we can resist the blood, for it reaches, come on,
for it reaches to the highest mountain,
and it flows,
and it flows to the lowest valley.
For it reaches to the highest mountain. world. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you blessed today? The blood is rich in your family. The blood is rich in your business. The blood is rich in every cell in your body. The blood is rich in every city in our country. The blood will never lose its power.
Hallelujah. For it reaches to the highest mountain. Oh, and it flows to the lowest valley. From day to day, it will never lose its power.
Clap your hands one more time. I feel somebody is receiving a certain grace from God today. Strength is coming to your life. Strength is coming to your body. Miracles are happening in your life right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're released from every prison. You're released from every prison. You're released from every bondage. You're released from every chain. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Be seated. Somebody in your family is receiving a miracle now.
Yes,
somebody in your family is receiving a miracle now.
Amen.
Somebody in your family is receiving a miracle now.
Amen.
Oh, Kantakubasi Bahataya.
Amen.
Somebody, a miracle in your family is receiving a miracle right
yes,
now.
Lord.
God is standing for the blood.
Yes.
The blood is touching him. The blood is touching her right now.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just hold your neighbor's shoulder and sing to him, for it reaches.
For it reaches to the highest mountain. Oh, and it flows to the lowest.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You are going home with the power of God this morning. You are living here with the power of God this morning. You are living here with the power of God this morning. Work of the enemy in Jesus' name. Shout amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Next week, several of you are going to come to church with testimonies. 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 Hallelujah.